MLB at Bat 2010. I had originally said that I was going to record a podcast about moving apps, creating folders. Well, I changed my mind. And this is why. I want to do something fun for you guys.
Page 1 of 4.
And I was having some problems actually getting the phone to behave, which is great. So I recorded this whole thing and it just was not behaving with me. And with the new at bat coming out today, I was very excited about this and I wanted to show it off. And I thought this would be exciting and we'll do app. Well, don't worry. We'll do apps moving and folders another time. I won't forget. You guys won't let me forget. But I want to talk about MLB at bat.
Shocking.
So sports. It's in my sports folder. And
World Cup. At bat
here it is. At bat 2010. So we're going to double tap this to open it.
At bat 2010. Button.
And I am now in the at bat 2010 main window. And I'm
audio settings
on a settings button right now. And at bat 2010 shows me all the games that are on today. So let's take a look at those.
Audio. Friday, June 25th.
All right, so we have Friday, June 25th. That's the date.
Previous date. Friday, June 20th. Next date. Previous date.
All right, button. There's your stuff to move around.
Next date. Button.
I actually think some of those move by months. I haven't really fooled around with all those buttons yet, but I think like the outer ones may be months. The inner ones are days. Regardless, that's not what we're here to talk about.
Previous date. Button.
All right.
Next date. Button. Cubs 0. White Sox 6.
So final. As you see, the button. Cubs played today. And they lost big time to the White Sox. And you might be going, well, Liam, that game is over. Why is it at the top? And it's at the top because the Cubs are listed as one of my favorite teams. And any team that is your favorite team will always show up at the top of the list no matter what. So we have the game.
Game day for Cubs at White Sox button.
And then we have a game day for Cubs at White Sox button. So we can go through these games.
Phillies 2, Blue Jays 0, Bot 4.
All right, button. Phillies are playing the Blue Jays.
Game day 4, Nationals 3, Orioles 0.
Oh, Nationals
button.
Are beating up the Orioles 3-0.
D-backs 1, Rays 0, Bot 3.
D-backs
button.
1, Rays nothing.
Game, Indians 0, Reds 2, Bot 3, button.
Oh, Reds are beating the Indians.
Game, Twins 1, Mets 0, Bot 4, button.
Wow, Mets are not having a good time.
Game, Padres 0, Marlins 0, M 3, button.
So as you see there,
game,
time.
Tigers 1, Braves 0, Bot 2,
so
button.
These are all these games. Okay, now what we can do is we can jump into a game. So
previous
like
date.
I'm going to pick
Tigers 1, Astros, Tigers 1, game, Padres, game, Twins, game, Indians 0,
who do
Reds
I care
2,
about?
Game, D-backs 1,
no
Rays 0,
one.
Game, Nationals 3, Orioles 0, Bot 3.
Well, I kind of care about the Tigers. That's kind of been a team that I
Nationals,
like.
Game, D-backs, game, Indians 0, game, Twins 1, Mets 0, game, Padres 0, Tigers 1, Braves 0, Bot 2.
Okay, so with that being Tigers and Braves,
game day
all right,
Tigers
we're going to click on
button.
The game day at Tigers and Braves button.
Game day 4, Tigers and Braves.
Okay. Now,
back button.
I'm actually going to do something normally I wouldn't do. I'm going to start at the bottom of the screen first.
Game day button.
And you're going to see that I have a row. I have a toolbar with a roll of buttons. I have game day.
Field button.
Field.
Box score button.
Box score.
Selected. Summary.
Button. Summary.
Videos button.
Video. And those are my five choices.
So, box, field, game, ball,
so let's
strike,
start
game day,
at game day.
Selected. Game day. Game day. Back.
And
game day. Heading.
Game day.
Audio button.
Gives me an audio button.
Live. Dead 1. ATL 0. 2. 1-1. 2 out. Ball. Strike. In play. 1. 2. P. Oliver. 0.00. 20. Bob.
And
Cabrera. Me.
I have noticed
0-0.
That this screen.
Deck.
I have not quite fully understood it yet. I mean, it's pretty simplistic in its design. It's showing you who's up, who's batting, who's pitching, all that stuff. I don't pay attention to the screen much.
Field.
We have another screen that I like, and this is the field screen.
Field. Heading.
And you have to kind of know the order that this goes, being like a pretty big baseball fan, I was able to pick up on this right away. The field actually shows you a representation of who's on the field.
Audio button. Switch button on.
We have
offense.
We can see our offense and our defense.
Switch button on. Offense. Switch button on. Defense.
So like right, I can tell you right now.
Turner Field, Atlanta,
that, oh,
GA. Heading
we know
level
we're
one.
At Turner Field.
Oliver.
And Oliver.
Abla. Oliver.
Perez is pitching.
Gillen, C. Cabrera, Padua, Oliver. Oliver, Padua.
Was that his catcher?
Cabrera, M. Gillen, C. Santiago. Inge,
Little Brian Ainge, yeah.
Posh. Damon. Ordinez.
So you're able to see who is playing in positions. I believe it goes pitcher, catcher, first, second, short, third, left, center, right.
Infant.
And he's batting.
Escobar.
He's on deck.
Cabrera. Me.
Cabrera's in the hole.
On deck. Chris Medlin. In hole. Martin Prado.
Oh, maybe not.
Game deck. Button.
Again, I'm not 100,000,000% sure how this all works. Maybe those are guys on bases. But yeah, it does give you a lot of information you want to know. Your play-by-play is like that. But here's what I really want to show you. I want to show you two things.
3G. State. AT&T.
Let's start over
back,
here.
Back up. Field. Audio. Button.
Audio. Oh, Liam. Audio. Oh, that's cool. It might be nice. Well, what do you got? Like,
ATL.
What do you got there?
Play. Button. Please select an audio feed.
Please select an audio feed. Okay.
ATL. WCNN.
I can get
Braves feed. Button.
The Braves feed.
Debt. WXYT. Button. Tigers feed.
I can get
button.
The Tigers feed.
Tigers
and feed. If there's alternate feeds like Spanish feeds, you can get those. So I am a Tigers fan. I'm going to go with the Tigers feed.
Tigers feed.
So double tap there. Wait for just a second because I actually think that we are using 3G instead of my Wi-Fi network.
Down the third baseline,
and there we go.
Foul, an off-speed pitch, and he
so now I have Tigers baseball on my phone. And let's say I want to go do something else. The beauty of the new at bat app.
Home. Sports.
I am on my home screen.
Double tap to open.
So at bat now supports multitasking.
At bat 2010.
So that's pretty snazzy.
Back button. Field. Audio. Switch button. Offense. Audio.
I'm going to run into audio. So we're hearing.
Deep in the right-handed batter's box. The next pitch is a fastball inside. He has a
switch.
And of course, as you can tell as I move.
Switch button. Break. ATL. Playing. Pause. Button.
The audio actually lowers his voiceover talks.
Play.
Okay. So we've gone over to audio. Now, there's another thing, tab, that I have totally not even shown you yet, and that is
videos.
The video tab.
And videos. RBI single.
What it does,
watch live
and you know.
Audio. Button.
Now, what it will do is you can let you watch a live game,
watch live game. Highlights.
Or
Bosch's RBI single.
You can watch highlights like this RBI single. Let's
Landscape.
Watch this.
Home button to the right.
What do you think? We'll watch this RBI single. And this is from today's game. This just happened recently. And like I said, we're not on. There we go.
Here he comes. Oof. Line drive, base hit right field. That'll get a run in. Santiago scores. Cabrera.
Was that the whole
here he comes.
Things?
Line
I guess it
drive,
was.
Base hit right field. That'll get a run in. Santiago scores. Cabrera going to third base. The throw not in time.
Already Hayward has put a couple of his physical skills on display here. He ran down Maglio's ball, and that throw is outstanding. But how about Brennan Bosch? It's a changeup. Medlin does not get it down. He leaves it up, and that allows Brennan Bosch to reach out and hook it back past Prado, the second baseman.
So there you go.
Portrait.
You just got
watch live game. Tigers won.
A
watch live game.
You just got a little bit of not live video, but a little highlight there. And of course, since I've paid
cancel
for it because
button.
I do use it a lot, we can watch the live game.
Landscape. Home button to the right.
And so we are going to, hopefully they're not in a commercial break right now. This would kind of suck for me if they were. But we should be able to get live audio.
Done.
Oh,
button.
It's live video.
Button.
They may be.
Button.
There we go.
Gotta tune it up just a touch, Chris.
Come on, man.
What do you want to bet this will not be a breaking ball, Joe?
I don't think it will be.
They went 94, 95, 97. To sit down the Braves pitcher, but we're tied as we go to the third.
So there you go. There's a little. You got a little audio. Now, unfortunately,
button.
Doing the home button will actually close that, and you will not get the video in the background. Sorry. So if you wanted to watch the TV part in the background, you're not going to be able to do that. Actually, my phone didn't seem to like that too much. So there we go. So you definitely have a lot of other things this can do.
World Cup, at that 2010.
I think I actually made the app crash pretty hard. So yeah, when you're watching a video, don't go to your home screen. It does not seem to like that. It looks like the app is restarting now.
Highlights, heading, Melky's RBI single.
Maybe not. No, it's not. Hey, cool. Very
settings,
nice.
Button. News, button.
So we have buttons on the bottom of the main screen. We have
selected scoreboard.
Scoreboard.
Button. News.
Button. News.
Standings.
Standings.
Button. Videos.
Videos.
Button. More. Button.
More. Let's, videos, let's see what we button got in videos.
Selected. Video.
Anything
MLB
good in here?
TV. Selected. Featured. Search. 3 of 4. Button. Browse. 4 of 4.
Oh,
button.
We can. Okay, we can.
Select MLB TV. 1 of 4.
Oh, so
button.
We have MLB TV featured.
Selected. Featured. Search.
Search.
3 of 4. Browse.
And browse.
4 of 4. Audio. Button. Search videos. Search field. June 25th, 10. For Rio's RBI double. June 25th, 10. 411 mobile minute. Rio's RBI double. June 24th, 10. MLB.com. Fastcast. June 24th, 10. 411 mobile minute. Dodgers 5-run 4th. Vlad's walk-off single. Tejeda's 3-run blast. Ordinez's 2-run shot. Tejeda's 3-run.
So as you see, you can see all kinds of different little videos here. And we're getting them right from MLB.com. It's right served inside this app. And like I said, if you're a baseball lover like me, this is great. It's like the baseball fans, like, what would this be, like the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Baseball Diamond? I mean, you're just getting all this stuff right here that you can watch. And it works better if you're on Wi-Fi. I don't think I turned on Wi-Fi. So, sue me. And it is buffering, and it's probably going to replay again. Again, if you're going to watch videos,
button.
Watch it on Wi-Fi.
High fly ball left field. Is the drought over? Coughlin is back, and it is out of here! Tejada has homered! The drought is over. 206 at-bats since the last round tripper. Where were you on April 30th? Where are you tonight?
So there you go. So there you
portrait
go. A little, and it, what's cool is you can
selected.
You
feature
can actually, I believe you can
search,
3 of 4, and
browse,
browse
4 of 4, button, selected, browse, Florida Marlins,
you can browse by
Houston Astros,
team.
Detroit, Colorado, Cleveland Indians, Cincinnati Reds,
that's
Chicago
cool.
White Sox, Boston Red Sox, Baltimore Orioles, Atlanta Braves, Arizona Diamondbacks, teams, heading, Chicago
Cubs. Of course,
Cubs.
My Cubs are always at the top because they're my favorite team.
Cubs videos. CHC at CWS, Zambrano gets emotional in the dugout.
Ooh.
Selected, CHC
this
at CWS.
From today.
Landscape. To the right.
I'll watch something from today. And after this video, we'll call a wrap. But as you can see, does lots of cool stuff. The MLB at Bat 2010 app. I believe it's $15.
Z moment. He has stormed off the mound. You saw him stop first base. He came into the dugout, and he was ranting and raving at no one in particular, and eventually...
Oh, and don't re... Oh, why are you resetting? Use Wi-Fi, guys. Don't use 3G.
His ire would be directed, we believe, at Derek Lee. So the coaching staff and Lou Piniella had to get in the middle. And eventually, after knocking over the water cooler...
Again.
Carlos would end up walking down the tunnel and toward the visitors' clubhouse.
Well, I got to tell you something, Len. I'm not a big believer in temper tantrum solving anything or creating momentum for your ball club, but it's good to see somebody show some emotion.
So there you go. You get a little
portrait,
little video there and a little taste of MLB at Bat 2010. You can get it from your favorite app store, the only app store, on the iTunes app store, and thought I'd, you know, I'd do something fun tonight. I know a lot of people were expecting apps, moving apps, making folders, And to be honest with you, I wanted to do something fun instead of taxing myself with dragging stuff around my home screen. Probably tomorrow night I'll record the thing for apps and folders and we'll talk about it then. But for right now, I just thought I'd show you some baseball because who doesn't love baseball? It's America's game. Just like America, you know, apple pie is America's pie. Now that I'm done rambling, I'll see you guys in the next podcast. Thanks for listening.